From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. It's his first public response to the nationwide anti-establishment protests that have stretched throughout Iran and into a fourth day. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests in remarks to his cabinet on Sunday. But they also quoted Rouhani as saying the protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. Iran's biggest and most sustained anti-government protests since 2009 continued Sunday, with hundreds of people joining street rallies in several parts of the country. The Iranian government on Sunday blocked people from using social media, the platform Instagram and the messaging app Telegram. Iranian state television said authorities were temporarily blocking both applications to, quote, maintain peace. Many protesters had been using the apps to upload or share photos and videos from the demonstrations. South Korea announced Sunday it had seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama-flagged ship was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it announced that it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel mid-ocean. This is VOA News. UN Secretary